find a comfortable meditation seat. It can be laying down. If you can stay awake and bright and lay down, it can be a really nice way to meditate. Okay, or a chair, or seated.
I have it, it just might die.
Okay.
No, it won't do it.
Okay, sitting up nice and tall. And let go of the tension in your face, in your shoulders, your whole torso, your legs, and your feet. Feel your body move with your breath. And ask your holy teacher, your holy guide, to come and sit with you. It can be the Dalai Lama, the Buddha, it can be Jesus, the most special person that you can think of or being. And when you ask them, they're there instantly. They've been there the whole time waiting for you to ask. You can feel their presence. The energy, the love they have for you. Can sense that they see everything, all of your past deeds, your thoughts, your feelings, and they love you regardless of anything you've done in this life or past. They completely accept you. For prostrations, you can either see yourself doing physical prostrations or think of a few really amazing qualities that this being has. It's another way. Everything they've taught you, maybe their kindness, their love for you. Building up this feeling of how amazing this being is. And naturally from that, you want to offer them something. It's fun offering a meditation. You can multiply the offering by thousands. Picture 1,000 of you lined up offering. The highest offering is our practice. Every time we've ever struggled to do something really good, all the amazing things we did to bring us to this moment, anything we can think of. Piles of jewels or gold. The whole sky. And everything makes them happy beyond belief. They love every single thing you offer them. As though it were the best gift ever. For purification or confessing, can bring to mind something we've done that we wish we hadn't. Being completely transparent, this being can already see everything that we have done and will do. So surrendering, completely opening, showing them everything. And just by the act of this, they're able to purify it. They completely destroy any negativities. Any seeds that we've planted that will ripen to harm ourselves or others. And just by telling them, or if we're not really sure of one, opening our heart, we get a sense that they've purified us. Cool, bright energy. We feel lighter. We think of something really good that we've done recently. Could be today, if there's nothing recent that comes up, something in the past. Something that we've seen this being in front of us do. And we build it up as much as we can. Whatever goodness we did, thinking how amazing it was, if it was someone else, this being in front of us, or someone else we know, what an awesome thing that they did. Thinking about all the details, every part of it we can remember. Is the step of rejoicing. And the longer we do these seven steps, we get the feeling this naturally flows into asking them to please stay. Please stay in our lives. Whether this being is living or not, asking them to stay in some way. Maybe in our hearts. And please teach. Please stay. Please teach me what I need to know. Guide me. Give me the lessons that are going to further my progress. And they agree. There's nothing else they want to do. They say, of course I'll stay. I was always going to be here. And we ask them to bless us with progress on the path. You can call them realizations. Just the same as asking them to teach us. And this being, we notice if we didn't before that they're made of light. And they start to shrink down. They're at the level of our forehead. They shrink to about half the size of our thumb. And they're blazing brilliant golden light still. They float up to the crown of our head and turn to face the same way we're seated. and they melt into this warm golden nectar that melts into the crown of our head, flows down the back of our body, and melts into our heart chakra, where we've created a beautiful room for them. The heart chakra is teeny tiny from the outside. From the inside, it's this vast open space. We can feel that this being is here with us always, guiding, helping us along the way. Whether that is through challenges or teachings, good things. And now we'll do dedicating through our prayers that Lauren will lead.
Sashi
Puki Chukshing Me To Chum Rirab Ling Shin Yin De Gen Padi Sange Shing Du Mi Te Uwargi Jokun Amdak Shing La Chupar Shuk Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kam Nir Yatayami
Gewa
Di Gewo Kun Sunam Yeshe Sok Sok Shing Sunam yeshe le jumwe tampa kuni to parsho. And we're offering all of the merit, all of the amazing goodness that landed us here tonight, thinking about these things, to the ultimate goal of the path, reaching full enlightenment, so we can help all others do the same. We can show them the path.